We're visiting today with Pam Thompson. She, you may recall, was a guest of ours at KNDR, and we talked to her prior to going into a ministry called A21 Campaign. And Pam is calling all the way from London, England. We're so happy to have you on the line with us. How are you today?
I'm well, Brad. Thanks for having me.
We do want to get an update. At the time that you talked to us before, you were just heading into this project,
yep,
traveling to Greece, and it went for about 3 months. Let's start with the A21 campaign. Capture a little bit of that for us and what it's all about.
So the A21 campaign is a charity that works with girls who are rescued from human trafficking. And they have several offices in Kiev, South Africa, and London, and even two in the United States, in South Carolina and in California. And we basically work upon the principle of the four Ps. The four things are to protect the girls, where we bring them into our shelters after the law enforcement have rescued them from human trafficking. We also like to go out and do a lot of education to prevent human trafficking and have you decrease the demand for it, because there's a very high demand for it. And then we also partner with Border Patrol and law enforcement agencies to get the girls rescued and to bring them in.
The human trafficking thing has become, I think we've become more aware of it, and I think we're surprised by how much of this is going on in our world today. So tell us a little bit about those 3 months.
So first of all, I wanted to let everybody know that there's 27 million people who are trapped in human trafficking right now, and they're for labor and for sex trafficking. And basically, the average age of the person who is trafficked is 12, because they need, quote, fresh product. So it's something that's happening throughout the entire world. And I read a report and it said that every state in the United States is affected by human trafficking. Not one has been untouched by it. So it's something that's really relevant around the world. Even though I was stationed in Greece, making a huge difference there, and it was such an honor and a privilege to be there, I was able to help the girls in Greece. But it, like I said, it was happening throughout the world. The biggest things that happened in Greece is that, you know, as an intern, I went there as a non-specialist in anything. So we volunteered for 3 months. There's other interns there as well. And what we do, we're chosen for specific reasons and can do either a shelter internship or an office internship. So things that they offer the interns are to do anything like events management to teaching the girls a skill. So personally, I was able to, I was asked by the A21 campaign while I was in the shelter to help the girls with their image consulting. And I've actually been an image consultant for the last 23 years, and that birthed in me in the United States, in Bismarck. So I've been doing it for 23 years since I was 18 years old, and I just really love how God works to everything through to completion. So what I was able to offer the girls is I held a 12-week program for them, where I offered them advice on their personality and their style, their coloring, how to cut their hair and what colors they should wear, how to apply their makeup and choosing the right clothing, things like that. It was a real honor and a privilege to come alongside the girls and just let them be girls and see that restoration happen through those daily things. And then the other thing that everybody does, all of the staff and all of the interns in the A21 campaign, they all come alongside and they provide them with opportunities just to love them again and to bring them through what they're going through and to give them courage and to restore their confidence and just to be able to take their life forward, really.
Was it hard for some of these people to transition out? I mean, was it hard to find themselves again and get back into society, so to speak?
In the shelter, we take the girls on a temporary basis and we transition them from the acute side of things to we give them a skill and we teach them how to do life and how to restore their day-to-day activities. So it's something that is is very challenging, but the girls were just absolutely very resilient and just really amazing at everything that they were able to come through and to be able to. I mean, I learned so much from the girls. It was just amazing, their resilience and their confidence, and it's amazing what happens when somebody believes in you, and I guess that's what we provide them.
If you've just joined us, we're visiting with Pam Thompson. She spent 3 months with the A21 campaign, helping people recover and come out of the human trafficking that's going on in our world today. We're going to ask her a few more questions when we come back. If you've just joined us, we're visiting with Pam Thompson. She spent some time with an organization that is helping people come out of human trafficking and reacclimate into society. And what I consider a marvelous way, God has done an amazing thing by taking a passion that Pam has and has used that to help others. And I'm so glad that she's with us today on the phone and visiting. I would like you to maybe share one story, Pam, from the 3 months that you spent in Greece.
I tell you, I have a very good story that's just touched my heart. I mean, all of the girls have completely and utterly stolen my heart. And like I said before, just the resilience that each of them have has been absolutely, utterly astounding and amazing. And basically, the story that I wanted to, that comes to mind is a story of healing and restoration that I actually personally got to witness. And basically, there was a young woman who came out of human trafficking with a very, very violent background within the brothels there, and she was forced to work there. I'm not quite sure how long she was there. She was there when I arrived. When I first met her, she was just full of fear and uncertainty, and she didn't have very much confidence. She was just seemed very heavy and just burdened and very burdened. And she's given her life to Jesus. And in that time, you can see little by little, day by day, as her relationship with God kept building, that the confidence and the burdens kept coming. And she developed more confidence, and she was just developing as a person. And one night she was listening to one of the songs that we sung quite often, and it was it's called I Surrender. And when I went home that night, and then later on the next day, she told me a little story, and she's like, Pam, I was sleeping, and I saw this man, and the man was very beautiful, and there was this woman in this dream, and she had a demon inside of her, and it really scared me. And then she said that, but Pam, the man touched this woman, and all of a sudden the demon was gone. And at that moment, she said that she woke up, and she had felt somebody touched her. She looked me right in the eyes, and she said, Pam, I'm free. And she walked away from me, and it was just such an amazing experience to be able to see that. And she was just completely changed. Where there was fear, now there was replaced with peace. Where there was an uncertainty, she had just a confidence and a certainty about her, and she was passionate, and she was just excited for life, and she had truly found freedom. And I tell you what, that's why I did what I did, and that's why we do as an organization and as a charity, and why I'm so passionate about this. It's just to see that happen was just an honor and a privilege to see in her life.
Yeah, it's so cool to hear about how the touch of God can bring healing and peace into someone's life.
Yeah.
And listeners, you have a chance to hear Pam in person. She will be coming back to her hometown, Bismarck, on September 15th at Bismarck Community Church, 1617 East Michigan Avenue. That's a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, just after 11. You'll be able to hear a whole lot more, and Pam will be sharing at that time. We want to thank you so much for spending a few moments with us today.
Thank you, Brad.